you know, what's in his chest, what's between his ears. He's just a rare individual and has been for 15 years. I mean, people are saying, boy, Peyton Manning's really on a roll. It started in about 1998, you know. he's as good a quarterback as ever played and has been for like I said, a decade and a half. And he's just playing really well. His preparation is like none other. His command is like none other. His competitive spirit is like none other. And he's just a fantastic player.
With all due respect, I don't know what in the world Jason Garrett knows about good quarterback play. However, I'm willing to allow him that Peyton Manning is one of the great quarterbacks of all time.
Yes. Yeah. It's just amazing watching him do stuff now. I mean, that's just special. It's
what
a
kind
special
of stuff
time.
Do you like to see him do?
Peyton Manning?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like when he goes and sits down and he takes his helmet off. He's got those couple red splotches on top of that five head he's got, and he's looking at the he's looking at his post-down report with all those pictures of the formation. He's going, yeah, okay, I can give him the business. Okay, yeah, he lined up there. Okay, here's where I threw the touchdown. At what point is he going to stop looking at the pictures on that it, you know, that it gets printed out? He's seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what – he's been from Maine to Spain. He's seen everything but the wind.
You got a lot. Is that a country? That's a country saying.
Yeah, there's a few more things that say, that are in between there. I'm going to leave out.
Between me, I bet there are. Pac-Man Jones, you a fan?
Yeah, man. Make it rain.
He and the Bengals have a big game this week.
The Bengals?
The Bengals.
Yeah.
He's still in Cincinnati, last I checked, anyway.
At this hour?
You know, he's been in the news a long time. Yeah. I think he came out early. Maybe that's why. I think he left. Didn't he? He went to West Virginia, right?
I can't remember.
I think he came out of school early. Anyway, it seems like he's been around for 50 years. He's only 30. You know
really?
How I know that? Because
footy.
I'm looking at his 30th birthday cake that he just had.
40.
Look at this birthday cake. He got a Pac-Man cake made. It is like a game board, and then the Pac-Man is 3D. It comes out. It's a big ball that comes off the cake. I don't know how they do this. They must have hired the cake boss to knock this thing out. It says score 30, and then it's got two lives underneath the lives thing, but they're just little Pac-Man faces.
That's pretty cool.
Can you name all the ghosts in Pac-Man?
No, that's before my time.
I think there's
bro.
A Blinky in there, Matt.
Yeah, isn't Inky? There an Ink?
There's an
yeah.
Inky and a Blinky.
Like a uh-huh. Sleepy and a Doc.
No.
Am I off? Is that the wrong thing? Are we doing
Slappy?
Slippy, Slappy.
Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde.
Oh, Clyde. That's the one that
that's
always
my man,
is.
Clyde. Hey, anybody
left
seen
turn.
Clyde? Yeah, he turned blue and got eaten by Pac-Man.
Do you think it bothers Clint Eastwood that his orangutan?
Orangutan?
his
orangutan?
Got bastardized, hey, in a Pac-Man game.
Any which way but loose.
Left
baby.
Turn, Clyde.
That was when he was a street fighter.
Yes.
That's when Clint Eastwood was a street fighter with a monkey.
That was a great movie. I kept screaming at the, hey, Clint. Put your shirt on.
What's the
who was the girl in that one?
I can't remember, but Any Which Way But Loose was like the, you know.
Then there was Any Which Way You Can, right?
Yeah,
there was
yeah,
a follow-up.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this movie's so good. Let's do a follow-up on that.
Let's do two of these. Like, it just goes to show you, movies with monkeys are popular.
Little known fact, they don't like to be called monkeys.
They're
orangutans.
They don't
like. It was a totally different orangutan, I think, in the second one. You didn't even notice, did you?
No.
Yeah. Are orangutans the same as cardinals? Where the dudes are real good looking and the chicks aren't? Because that is an ugly primate.
Which of them got the red bobos? Is that how they attract mates?
I don't know. So Pac-Man ate his fancy Pac-Man cake. You can Google search it. It's on the web.
Yeah, it's worth searching up.
Then he went out and devils what he does.
Roger said he didn't want me in the script club. I was like, well, I don't think nothing wrong with going to the script club. It ain't no sin to go to the script club. You know, I was just being rebellious. You know, it's a bad decision. Period, point blank. It was one of the dumbest decisions I ever made.
This is disappointing news. Yeah, right. Dumb decision he ever made. So let me do that one more time. Just read on SkeetersGrill.com a message. Thank you for the effort. I appreciate this. Our listeners go the extra mile. Just read on Skeeters.com a message from Skeeters Grill to all of their fans that the Schaub Pick 6 special was a hoax. It started as a joke between managers and an employee posted the chalkboard on social media sites. Ha! Well, that's funny, though, man. Yeah, it's got Skeeters a whole new fan base.
Look, Skeeters must be new at the social media game, because if that catches on, I'll tell you what you do, is you build that burger and you sell it and you serve it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I want one shipped to my door.
Let me tell you what happened to me. Similar story. This happened just 2 days ago. Darren, my buddy and best friend, or one of my best friends, Darren, was just on YouTube, right? And he came across this video of these girls dressing up for the UT Ole Miss game. And this video had like 45,000 views on YouTube, and this person that posted has a lot of followers. So the first thing I did was send her an email. I was like, hey, here's a link to that song if you want to put it on the bottom there. And I connected and made it because it's that's what they should have done. They should have.
What song did they use for the video?
Appropriately enough, Game Day Dress.
Oh, they used your song?
Yes, they used my, and they used like an in-studio radio bootleg cut. So I was like, hey, thanks for using my song. Here's a real version of that song. And anyway.
By the way, more on that.
You got to get ahead on that. Yeah, more on that later.
Yeah, we've got details coming.
So.
And just one other little sidebar story here regarding the NFL this weekend. The Bears and Saints apparently are playing. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Their tickets are pushing $200 a piece. The Jags and Rams also playing.
Mm-hmm.
Or as my
two for one.
Or as my friends from Michigan would call them, the Jagoffs. $10 they're pushing. Their tickets for $10.
Two for 20?
Yep.
All right.
How about 5 for $50?
All right. Maybe I can get some kind of special.
My man Roger Scott, who is Mr. Clint Eastwood, says Sandra Locke was the girl that a lot of his movies, she was his girlfriend a long time, just got old and ugly. Old and ugly. And then his money, he bought him somebody with bigger bombs. Okay, well, and apparently that didn't work out because they just got divorced.
Yeah.
I wonder how big a check he had to write her.
Yeah, and, you know, Eddie Rabbit is the one that I was trying to think. Eddie Rabbit was the one with that song for, you know, Any Which Way But Loose.
I love Rainy Night.
It totally does not fit the mood of the movie at all, the song. It's like all, like, wispy and, like, yeah. And you
I'm
think,
gonna find that.
That's
okay.
That's not about a street fight no orangutan to me.
No, it isn't.
It doesn't put me in the mind of it.
Mm-mm. I guess "Eye of the Orangutan" was the second choice.
That's right. "Eye of the Orangutan."
Where is Survivor today? Probably playing state fairs all over this great nation.
Yeah, probably.
What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I don't even know.
Don't make fun of his girlfriend, Philo Beto. Whoop your butt.
Yeah, I need that.
All right, you guys were talking about music earlier, and you like pop, but you don't have time to look for stuff. Now, the man sitting next to you can probably attest to what I'm about to tell you. There's a guy named Butch Walker that has written hits and produced hits for probably most of the pop stuff that you like, but he has his own music, and it's really good. Okay. And I don't know whether y'all have, like, some kind of deal with the Rev Room or not, but he's going to be there in about a month.
Is that right? We have all kinds of stuff at the Rev Room.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Butch Walker, I don't know, Taylor Swift, Pink, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, just everybody under the sun.
Hmm. All right.
But he has his own thing. You should look it up. I think the name of the new album is called Spade or The Spade. It's Butch Walker and the Black Widows.
All right. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate
the call.
Appreciate
it, man. We'll check
you.
It out.
Are Black Widows, are dude Black Widows better looking than chick Black Widows?
No.
Do they have hourglasses on their bellies?
That's the latest.
Hmm.
In the insect world, it is.
This week at the right down the street from the Rev Room, the aforementioned Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack, which is the sponsor of our Heartline, Unknown Mortal Orchestra tonight. War Chief Manana.
Hey, those are my homeboys, man.
War Chief.
Check out War Chief. Yeah, yeah. It's my boy Grayson Shelton's band. Like, and my favorite T-shirt in all my band lineups.
Then on Saturday, tomorrow's Friday already. Wow, this week is flying by.
I got to go to Odessa.
Every which way but loose, you turn me. Every which way but loose.
Orangutan, it's a cool
burning me in my mind.
Punching you in the face. Saturday, John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yeah, they're good.
They hit you right in the face like a
like an orangutan thunder punch.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Call for table reservations if you're interested. 501-372-7707.
Shooter Jennings is coming, too.
Eat, drink, park for free.
Everything.
Come dine and drink with them 11 to 5, Monday through Friday, and they'll validate your parking pass for the River Market parking deck. That's a deal.
Yeah.
I didn't know she did validation like a doctor's office.
Yeah, she does.
Because let me tell you something. She got the elixir that most folks need.
That's right. She got that medicine, what everybody wants. That's a Grace Potter tune.
That's
How
it.
About that?
A whole pile of chicken and then a few drinks to go with it. I'll
tell you what now.
Oh.
America's Car Mart. Inviting you to take part in our annual canned food drive. We're collecting canned goods and donating them to local charitable organizations. Bring in 25 cans, pick out the vehicle you want, and receive half off your down payment. Come check us out and see what we continue to earn.